Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. The John Deere 5E Series tractors from P&K are the most affordable workhorses on the market. They're America's tractor. And if you're really going to own your land, this is the tractor for you. The 5045E two-wheel drive utility tractor, just $170 a month, so you won't find a better deal. Because you don't just want to buy any tractor, it's time you owned a John Deere. And because in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offering 73117, residency restrictions apply. Model availability may vary. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See P&K for details and terms and conditions, as exclusions and limitations apply. Have you recently purchased real estate or ever wondered where the boundaries of your existing property are? A land survey is the only way to know for sure. The Oklahoma Society of Land Surveyors wants to remind you of the importance of an accurate land survey. Whether clearing trees, building a fence for an addition to your home, a survey should be performed by a licensed land surveyor. To locate a professional licensed land surveyor near you, visit us on the web at www.osls.org.
Cattle futures mark today quite strong. We're up $4.50 out through January of 18 on the feeder cattle. That puts August, September, and then October at or above 150. August 151.75, of course, up $4.50. Feeder cattle were up the limit in August, October, and December. We did have some mid-morning cash trade of 120. We were expecting 117 to 18, and then the 120 level was just enough to get the market pushed over the top. And that excited the market as a whole. Now, at midday, boxed beef was under quite a bit of pressure. Choice closed down to, or at midday, was down 217 at 213.07. Select down 224 at 198.27. So despite the futures rally here, boxed beef was actually quite a bit lower there at the mid-mark trading here this morning. The feedlots currently projected going in are losing about $40 a head, coming out making $123. Days like today, though, where the beef goes down and cash goes up, that'll really squeeze the packers at this point. They've been pretty profitable, and we're starting to squeeze some of that out of them. This morning on the Fed Cattle Exchange, there was 2,655 head traded. Or listed, and about the average was about 117.80 to 118. So overall, the market was pretty good, strong day here.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
The grain futures market today were lower across the board following a mid-morning USDA report. Corn closed down 14 to 16 cents, so the perception there was that it was a bearish report. Soybeans were 7 to 8 lower, and then the Kansas City and Chicago wheat were both down about 14 to 16 cents as well. So this report showed us the old crop ending stocks for corn and beans. Corn, it was 2.37 billion bushels. That was higher than expected. And beans were about 20 million less than expected at 410. And now new crop ending stocks for the corn and wheat and beans. Corn was 2.325 billion bushels, where we were looking for 2.18. So that's quite a bit bearish there, bigger than what we thought the corn would be. Wheat was 938 million bushels, while we were looking for 876. So corn and wheat both on the 2017-18 crop year ending stocks were higher than expected. Soybeans were about 13 million bushels lower at 460. And then all wheat production was higher than expected, but lower than June at 1.76 billion bushels. In June, it was 1.824. And then cotton on the U.S., we lowered planted acres down to 12.06, down from 12.23. That was kind of a surprise. The ending stocks were 5.3 million bales, and then on the world level, they increased the ending stocks just slightly. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.